Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you warmly to the broadcast today as we continue a short message I began on yesterday's broadcast, What's in a Name? And we were looking at one verse of scripture found in the book of Nehemiah, the 12th chapter, verse 10. And of course, Nehemiah is a record of that Nehemiah, who was the king's cupbearer, receiving permission and favor from the king to return to Jerusalem to be able to cause the walls of the city of Jerusalem, which were burned and broken down, to be restored for the returning captives that were returning to Jerusalem. And so we see in chapter 12, a listing of the priests and the Levites went up with Zerubbabel and with Nehemiah. And in verse 10, there's a listing of Jeshua, who begat Joachim, and Joachim begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Jehoiada. Oh, goodness. And so we, as we read genealogy, sometimes we tend to gloss over them because they don't have a great deal of significance for us until we begin to do a little research and digging into the meaning of names. And names are very important, especially in certain cultures of the world. And as we look into the meaning of these names, we see a beautiful progression, if you will, or a chain of events. The first one is Jeshua, and of course, that is the name that was given to Jesus by the angel. He told Mary, "He shall be called Yeshua, Jesus, who shall save his people from their sins." And that name, Yeshua, means God. Yahweh is our salvation. And truly, that's what Jesus, that was a description of his purpose in coming, to save his people from his sins and to bear witness to the truth. That was what he told Pilate. And as we go on now to looking at these other names, we see a beautiful progression. We see that Jesus gave everything. He gave himself for us. And because of his substitutionary sacrifice and death and resurrection, he didn't hold anything back. He gave his all. The Father gave all. And as a result, we have the right and privilege, if we'll accept Yeshua's salvation, to be called the children of God. All right, so Yeshua begat an individual by the name of Joachim. And that word, that name, means God raises up. Praise God. Aren't you glad that love lifted you, that old song we used to sing? When we receive Jesus into our hearts and life, he does more than just save us. He also raises us up out of the miry sin and death and the depression and despondency and the defeats and failures of our life. He translates us out of the kingdom of darkness and moves us over into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the Son of God. Praise God. The word tells us we are seated with him right now in heavenly places. Psalm 40 and 1. He took me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. Jesus saves. And as salvation works in our lives, we're then raised up to a new level, a new plane, a supernatural realm that knows no limitations. It's the promise. It's the reality of an abundant life. Jesus came, he said, I came to give life and that life more abundantly. Let's look at that third name, Eliashib, and that means God turns to us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Do you see the progression in this one small, seemingly insignificant verse in the 12th chapter of Nehemiah? We actually see the work of Christ in our lives. These men were priests. While some might have done evil later on, their names carry the fact of what Jesus has wrought for every child of God. So many preachers today seem, you know, to try their best to just preach a gospel of coping. And as a result, so many are just sitting in the ashes of man's failures and defeats. They preach and teach a limited God. And so they have limited, they've restricted multitudes from receiving what God has for us. God has given to us power and authority over all the power of the evil one. That's why Jesus came. He came, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, and he has delegated that power to his children, to the sons and daughters of God, and we are to move in that kind of authority. We are to realize that Satan is already a defeated foe. As we resist in faith, as we are submitted to God. If you're not willing to submit to God, well, then you can't expect to really successfully resist the devil and have him flee from you. These promises are those who love God with all their heart and who want to enter into the fullness of all that God has for us. Praise God. God lifts us up, and then he doesn't forget us. He turns to us and watches over us. Jesus wept tears over Jerusalem. He said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered you as a hen does her chicks, but she would not. For those who understand the secret of the Lord, they are hidden under the wings of the Almighty in that secret place. If we could only realize in its fullness just how much God really does turn to us, that he doesn't forsake us in our time of trouble and difficulty. If we realize that, how great his love and his faithfulness is to us, we wouldn't for one moment allow the devil to defeat us ever again. Will we fall? Will we sin? Yes, but we have this promise. And as Paul, he said, I forget those things that are behind me, but I'm pressing on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord's plan, beloved, is to raise us up to a place where he is, that level of victory and fellowship where we can enjoy and be a part of the beauties of his kingdom. As children of God, we've supped with Christ at God's table of life. That beautiful Psalm 23, he anoints our head with oil. He spreads a table before us in the very presence of our enemies. We are anointed. He fills our cup to overflowing. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not only future beauty and salvation and fellowship with God, but even in this life, goodness and mercy shall compass us about. He will surround us about with songs of deliverance. Praise the name of our God. And then let's look at that next name, Jehoiada. It means to know God. And in this relationship, we can enter into such a secure union with Christ that we can actually share his divine thoughts, his power, his help, his beautiful blessings. To know, in the scriptural meaning of know is intimacy. When Adam knew his wife, she conceived and brought forth a son. It's the deepest of all human relationships, that sexual relationship. And it's actually used, that beautiful marriage relationship is used to describe the kind of relationship and kind of intimacy of the intimacy of marriage that the Lord wants with each one of his children. That's the portion of the bride of Christ. Is there anything more overwhelming, more breathtaking than that? And it has nothing to do with male or female. It talks about a beauty of a love relationship, someone who loves you beyond any possible human relationship you could ever know or experience. You may be thanking God for the people God has put in your life, for your spouse, for your parents, for loved ones, but it cannot compare. It's only a shadow of the kind of love and embracing faithfulness that belongs to our God in your behalf. And so, beloved, in this progression, if you will, to be saved, hallelujah, to be raised up, to be lifted up, to begin to know God, what a beautiful promise of growth that is, pressing into maturity, growing into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Acts 4, 11 and 12 states, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." So then, let's look again, as I bring this broadcast to a close, at the beautiful progression. Yeshua, or Jesus, means God is our salvation. And he begets in us Joachim. God raises us up, and surely he has done that. And Eliashib begets in us the turning of God to us. He's graven us on the palms of his hand. And Eliashib begets in us the knowing of God in all of his wondrous glory and majesty. And to those he knows in that intimacy are revealed the very secrets of the Lord. God's gift of full salvation to his children is that of raising each of us to high and heavenly places, where he turns to us in all his matchless love. He unites us with him in the Spirit and seals us with his Holy Spirit, so that before the universe he declares openly, proudly, lovingly, "They are mine and I am theirs." Hallelujah. We are his jewels, his treasures. Praise God. What a heritage. What a future. What a glorious reality for the here and now. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me. I thank you for your prayers. And also, as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. You can just email me if you'd like me to respond back to you. Even though I always pray for whatever the needs are, I invite you to share your mailing address. And also, as you write, if you'd like to request the free complimentary booklet written by Reverend Neil Glass in the 80s, I invite you to request, "Which Way Are You Running?" I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.